Well, first of all, as I untangle my cords here, I want to thank you very much for answering my letter and agreeing to speak with me and everything.
I'm not a very good letter writer, but I do try to take care of, you know, stuff.
So I'm just going to just put that microphone right there. Well, as I told you in my letter, I'm a student at Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing my doctoral dissertation on deans of women in the early part of the century. And one of the subjects of my study is Lois Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a treat for me to find somebody who was at Wisconsin during those years.
Well, I guess everybody most is dead.
I think so. Mm-hmm. And I just have a few questions, and then anything you think of about that you remember.
What period was that?
When did you graduate?
I graduated in 17.
Yeah, that's exact. She was the dean from 1911 to 1918.
Mm-hmm. And I knew her as Miss Matthews, and then, of course, later on in life, I knew her as Mrs. Rosenberry.
Oh, so you had you continued to have a relationship with
her? Well, yes. My husband was a lawyer, and of course, Mr. Rosenberry was a lawyer.
Oh. And when did you marry?
I was married in February 2nd, 1918.
So just shortly after college then.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet your husband at college?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you study?
Pardon?
What did you study?
Home ec.
So you were
domestic science.
So you were in the agricultural school.
It was cool. Mm-hmm.
Where did you live?
I lived at the Conemaugh House up on North Henry Street. It's 650 North Henry.
I know that spot now. Yeah, it's beautiful there.
So, mostly what I have are just kind of questions about what you remember about your college life and Dean Matthews. What sort of things did you do for fun? What was your recreation?
Oh, dear. We did all sorts of things.
I want to hear what it was like.
Well, of course, North Henry Street is right off the lake, and we swam, you know, whenever. And I went to summer school one summer, and we swam a lot. And, of course, we walked everywhere.
Right.
No one had a car. And on Sunday afternoon, of course, we walked out. A young man asked us, we walked out the willows and back, you know.
The where?
The willows.
Oh.
The willows is out near the parking lot at the university. And it's old willows along about, a block and a half.
Wow.
And we walked from North Henry Street out to the university and then out along the lake.
Was Mr. Stevens your boyfriend through most of college?
No.
Who were your other boyfriends?
Oh, I had a lot of them.
Oh, great. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I had different ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, were there a lot of dances?
Oh, my, yes. Tea dances were as much in vogue.
And what did the girls do in the sorority house sort of for fun that when the boys weren't allowed to be around?
Well, I really don't think they did an awful lot. They were, you know, we were awfully busy, and everybody. We all, you know, I guess we're anxious for an education. We worked hard.
Yeah. Well.
It wasn't.
Had any women in your family gone to college before you?
Well, my mother, no, she didn't go to college. She graduated from the Nacita High School. Nacita's a little town, central Wisconsin. And at 16 and taught school. At 16, and she was, just think of a 16-year-old going up into the North Woods teaching school.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have sisters?
No.
Did you have brothers?
No.
No, you weren't shy. Did you have cousins? Were other women in your family going to school?
Well, yes, I had a cousin that was in college with me here.
Oh, a girl or a
girl? Man? Girl. Mm-hmm.
Did you work after college?
I taught school.
Where'd you teach?
Whitewater Normal.
What age were your Pew students?
Oh, they were young. They were Whitewater educated youngsters. They had different grades, and I taught probably 6th, 7th, and 8th grade children.
Did you teach domestic science?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long did you work?
Just a year. Well, not quite a year, because I got married. And then, you know, teachers weren't, when you were married, you gave up your job in those days.
That happened to my grandmother. She
mm-hmm.
taught music until she married my
mm-hmm.
grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What, did you ever go back to work?
Well, not teaching.
What else did you do?
Oh my.
Professionally.
I hate to tell you. My father died, and my mother was not able to carry on the business, so I did the best I could to do it.
What was the business?
Lumber yards.
Wow. There's a lot of lumber.
Well, of course, my family were always interested in lumber. And you see, Nacita was a milling town.
Uh-huh.
And they cut the timber out of the Yellow River Basin and floated it down the river to Nacita. And it was sawed there. And then after it was all sawed out of that basin, then the Nacita Lumber Company moved out to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And my family stayed in Nacita because my grandmother was there and she didn't want to go.
Huh. What was your family name?
Reed, R-E-E-D.
Oh. Good. Very interesting. Yeah. So I want to get back to sort of life at the university. When you were a student there, what were your feelings about the way that the women were treated? Did you feel like you were as important to the university as the
men? Well, I guess some of us felt we were, oh, you mean important to the university? Well, I don't know that I had any special feeling about being important or not. I know that we did feel that there was a lot of agitation about getting rid of sororities, fraternities. And I know Miss Matthews was one of the people that felt that it was they were a great asset because it taught a lot of people that didn't have an opportunity, manners and good behavior and that sort of thing.
Did you like living in a sorority?
Oh, sure. That time it was
yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you know a lot of girls that lived in the Chadburn?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
How different was the way they were living from the way you were living?
Well, I don't know. I went to Chadburn eat quite often, and we had girls that were in the sorority that lived at Chadbourne.
What was it like?
Well, just like any boarding school. I went.
Was the food good?
Was it what?
Was the food good?
Well, I don't remember that it was or wasn't, so it probably was, or I would remember. I know Carmega had good food. We always had wonderful chaperones and cooks. Cooks were our best friends.
Yeah. So, were there anything that you wanted to be a part of at the university that you couldn't be because you were a woman?
I don't think I ever had that, feeling that I wasn't. In fact, I probably didn't care whether I was a man or a woman. I don't think it made any difference. I can't remember that it did.
Were you pro-suffrage?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What clubs did you belong to?
In school?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't think I belonged to any.
So you weren't part of a literary society?
No.
Or a dramatic society?
No.
Did you work on the Cardinal or
no,
anything?
Yeah. Not the literary.
Yeah.
That was not my fault.
Were you, did you do athletics?
Oh, I tell you, I played lots of, basketball and hockey and that kind of thing.
What, when you were in school, were you planning on becoming a teacher?
Well, there wasn't much choice, I guess. I thought I wanted to be a nurse, but my uncle said no.
Why?
Well, he was a doctor, and he said no, and so there was nothing left to do. And my father was very decided that everybody should learn to earn their own living, and so.
Did you, Mrs. Matthews put on vocational conferences every February, I think. Did you ever go to one of those?
I can't recall whether I did. I saw Miss Matthews so many times because we had to report or go to talk things over with her about the sorority. That's how I knew her.
So what was she like?
Oh, she was a very understanding person, and she always gave me the feeling that she thought sororities were good because maybe raised the standards or kept things, I don't know, but that's the feeling I had about her.
What kinds of things did you talk about besides sororities with her?
Well, it was, health and food and the management of sororities. That's what we always discuss.
Did you think most of the women you went to school with knew her and liked her?
Well, I'm sure that everybody knew her that liked her. That knew her liked her because she was a very charming person and understanding, and was always very interested. She never let you down. She was good looking too.
Was she?
Mm-hmm, very good looking.
I've only got pictures.
I have no pictures of her, but. She was quite a handsome woman.
Was she tall?
Yes, and that's, she was, well, she was like Abby Barlett. She was much more refined.
Who's Abby Barlett?
Oh, I should have said that probably.
That's all right.
Abby was the home ec dean.
Oh, tell me about that.
Well, she was a great, big, robust woman. And I was scared of her.
Why?
Well, I don't know. She put the fear of God in all the youngsters.
What was her job?
Well, she ran the home ec school.
Was she mostly an administrator?
Yeah, well.
And teacher?
She was dean of home ec. In the ag school. Mm-hmm.
Did the girls talk to her about their personal problems or anything like
that? I don't think so. I don't imagine anybody having nerve enough to.
Did you ever go to any of the teas that Mrs. Matthews had on Thursday afternoons?
Oh, lots of times.
What'd she talk about?
Well, she just gave advice and you know, current problems.
But do you remember?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I can't think that far back.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Were those well attended?
Well, yes, quite well. They were in Lathrop Hall.
Mm-hmm. Most of your friends who were in college with you, what did they want to be professionally? Did they mostly want to be teachers?
Let's see. I'm trying to pick out. Well, we had a couple of med students in sorority. Catherine Wright and... Oh, what was the other girl's name? Well, she was younger, can't think of it.
Other professions? Did women talk about wanting to be writers or anything, lawyers? Did any women want to go into law?
No, we didn't have any lawyers. We had girls that wrote for the school paper and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But most, I don't think it was, you know, like it is now.
Yeah.
Everybody having a something that they just had to accomplish.
Right.
It doesn't seem to me that we put emphasis on that. I think we were just, you know, going to go to school to get through school.
Do you happen to remember if how many of the girls in your sorority had mothers who went to college before them? Or were most of these the first women to go to college?
I don't think many of the mothers had were college people, as I recall. My roommate was from Boston.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. 1 year, and her mother came out when she graduated, and I'm sure she had never gone to college.
Do you think, let's get back to Mrs. Matthews, did people think of her as a disciplinarian?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I never felt that she was more a friend, more, you know, she understood all the problems, and we had lots of them in those days, too, like girls, you know, coming in late and all that.
Well, tell me more about the problems besides coming in late.
Well, and I remember one girl crawled through the bathroom window, came in so late. And then we had one main problem. The Chi Omega house was next to an apartment, and we had sleeping porches on the second and the third floor. And of course, you know how girls giggle and act. Well, we at 10 o'clock or whenever we were supposed to turn out the lights, we all go out and get in our beds on the porch and giggle, and the people next door were always complaining about the noise the girls made at night. And that was the main problem that I had to go to see Miss Matthews about.
So what did she say about that problem?
Well, she tried to, you know, make us understand that they were older people, and that they, it was harder for them to get to sleep and all that sort of thing than younger people. I mean, she was just a nice person.
Yeah.
And she had to get along with them. That was her job, and she wanted us to get along with them, too.
Do you know anybody who took Mrs. Matthews as a professor of history?
I don't. I can't recall.
Did she have a reputation as a good teacher, or?
That, I don't remember any of that.
Oh, okay. What are your sort of strongest memories about college? I mean, what stands out for you?
Oh, lots of funny things. I mean, I can remember, you know, certain incidences professors. You probably never heard of Betty Snow. He was the physics teacher.
Okay.
And one of the greatest surprises of my life when I came from a boarding school to the university, and the first class I was in, and when he came onto the platform, everybody rose up and said, "Zis boo ma, Betty." and you know, things of that kind that were terrible. I mean, they were very surprising.
Why did they say that?
Well, they did it every time he went, he came onto the platform. That was just the way the class saluted him. And he would gyrate and back and forth. I mean, there were a lot of incidents like that. And then we had one man that always wore a red vest.
Who was that?
Key Colfer.
Huh. Well, I've been reading a lot about various professors, so I recognize some of these names. Mm-hmm. What was your curriculum? What classes did you take as a domestic science student?
Did I? Well, lots of chemistry, physics, bacteriology.
Did you have biology?
No, I don't think I'd. Let's see. I had physiology, but not biology.
Did you take many courses in the arts and letters?
No, not if I could help it.
What courses did you take? Did you take?
Well, I had to take freshman English because
right.
of my. Everybody that came to school had to take an examination, and I didn't pass it, so I had to take an extra freshman English.
Did you take any literature or history?
I took some history, but not much.
American?
Well, I just don't remember.
Mm.
what it was. But I took some. I was not literary in the least bit.
Do you think the students thought of Mrs. Matthews as a role model? Were there any women who wanted to go into college teaching or college administration?
Well, after she was married, and she still continued, I remember. And then we had a Dean Nardine that came.
Mm-hmm.
Who was straight-laced, and you had to wear gloves and a hat when you went on the square, not to wear a red dress, you know, all sorts of that kind of thing.
Was Mrs. Matthews straight-laced at all?
Oh, no. She
was proper.
Yeah, she was very proper, but not silly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Dean Nardine wouldn't let you wear red dresses.
Well, she discouraged it.
So you were talking about whether or not any of the women might have seen her as a role model and wanted to go to...
Yes, later on, several people that I knew were in the dean's office, and Helen Kaiser, can't think of her name, but anyway, she did. People looked up to her and thought, well, they'd like to be like Miss Matthews, you know. I'm a fan of hers.
Yeah. Did she have people who weren't fans? Were there students?
I don't know them.
Do you know how the boys felt about her? Were they aware of her, or?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I think they all thought she was, you know, a nice person, maybe a good egg. I don't know.
Did your husband know her?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. What did he think?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
he admired the Miss Matthews and her husband.
Well, tell me about their life together as a married couple and a.
Well, they were very sociable, and they lived down in Lakewood and in a lovely house. Of course, that was his house.
I thought they lived in Maple Bluff.
Well, that's Lakewood.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what did they do socially?
Well, I know Miss Matthews had teas after she was married, because I went to one.
In her house?
Mm-hmm.
What was that house like?
Oh, it was a beautiful house. Just a beautiful house. Still there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to go see it. She did a lot of volunteer work in Madison, as I understand.
Could, I don't know. She's
part of the Civic Association?
Could have. That part I don't know.
Did you and your husband and Judge and Mrs. Matthew Rosenberry, did you socialize together?
No, they were older people. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I had a family, and I didn't have time to do the things that they did. They were with older people quite a while.
How many children did you have?
Three.
Did they go to school?
University, yes.
All three here
mm-hmm.
in Madison?
Mm-hmm.
What did they study?
Well, Barbara taught, and Tommy was in transportation, and Michael's an aviator.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Well, 7. Oh, no. I have 5 grandchildren in 7th grade.
7th grade, wow. of your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, of the girls, do most of them go to Scott College?
I don't. Katie graduated from Denver, from Colorado University, and Stevie graduated from Dartmouth, and Michael graduated from Wake Forest, and Tommy's 2 boys graduated from the university.
Wow.
Keeping a great tradition.
I have a couple questions about things. What was the May fete or feat? Fete? The May fete? Fete? A big party that happened in May, spelled F-E-T-E. Don't know. Don't remember.
Well,
had something to do with acting out Greek plays or something?
You sound like Milwaukee Downer. Can't, now I'm confused. Well, we had a spring. Well, it was like a daisy chain, only the girls walked up and down the campus up to Main Hall, and I don't remember too much about it.
What is a daisy chain?
Well, some schools have daisy chains and they dance around the maypole and that.
They do that at Wellesley.
But we just marched up and down, and I don't really know the reason. And around, have you been on the campus?
Mostly just to the library.
Oh, well, at the top of the campus is Lincoln's statue.
Okay.
And we, you know, would go up one side and down the other. And it was just a gathering point. I can't remember whether they sang. I don't recall bands of any kind, but...
What was the senior swing out?
It's very familiar, but I can't tell you what we did.
Was it a dance?
Can't tell you. I guess maybe I only went once.
It might have been just for seniors, so most people probably only went once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I know the name, but that's it. Yeah. I can't remember anything about it.
Going back to you talked about that the women were very serious about being in school and very serious about their intellectual life. Was that generally the mood? I mean, people felt like.
Well, I think we were more. I don't know that we worked harder, but. We wanted to amount to something, and I mean we didn't have any of this carousing or that type of thing at all. That was.
What sort of clothes did you mostly wear?
Well.
Were you in shirt waists?
One of the fads I can remember was I used to go over from 615 North Henry to Ag Hall with my chest open, you know, in the middle of winter. Oh, and I've got all the marks, you know, on my chest now from it, from being frozen and sunburned and that kind of thing.
Why was that the fad?
That was the fad. I don't know why, but it was the style.
Were you still in high button shoes?
I was married in high button shoes, but I can't remember whether I wore them in school or not.
I saw a picture of a girls' basketball team, and they wore bloomers.
Yes.
What were the shoes? What kind of shoes did you play basketball in? Were they leather?
Well, I think they were, I don't know. I can't remember whether they were, I can remember, I think they were soft leather.
Soft.
Mm-hmm. Because I can't ever remember of having rubber shoes.
I couldn't tell from the picture what they were like. But
mm-hmm.
they
were soft leather, I think. But I do know that, when I first went to boarding school, I went with boys' shoes on. I was 14 years old, and no one else at the seminary had wore boys' shoes, and I was so chagrined. I could, we had patent leather shoes then, because my mother came to Milwaukee and I couldn't wait to get some shoes like the other girls.
Wow. What did Mrs. Matthews wear? How did she dress?
Very nicely. Very nicely. Very, very simple, but in good style and good taste.
Dresses usually, or was she in shirt waists too?
Well, I think she wore shirt waists a lot.
Uh-huh.
Because most everybody wore, you know, shirt waists in those days.
Do you know how she met the judge?
I don't remember.
Mm-mm. And they lived here until they both passed away, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I can't be sure of that, but...
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was, do you know what he was like?
Yes, he was a very comfortable person.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They were a great, I was a lot younger, of course, but we all liked them. And I mean, you didn't have any of that strange feeling when you were with them.
Uh-huh.
They understood and what you were talking about. And seemed to enjoy it.
Was he tall or?
He was a large person.
A large person, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife had just died, his first wife, I
mm-hmm.
guess, about a year or two before mm-hmm. he married. Mm-hmm.
I don't really knew, I didn't know her at all.
No.
Okay. The first wife, so I don't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did your husband worked as a lawyer, so he knew him as a judge?
Mm-hmm.
Did he? What was his voice like? Was he soft-spoken, or?
You mean
Judge Rosenberry?
Yes, I. Mm-hmm. He was very genteel.
And what about Lois's voice? What did she sound like?
She. I think she had a nice voice too. There was nothing. You know. Devastating about it. It was just very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Did she have a sense of humor?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
How did she show her sense of humor?
Oh, she would laugh sometimes. You could see her just chuckling to herself about things. You know, she was. You could tell that what she was amused at the incidents that happened and the things that were reported.
Can you think of It's I've been reading a lot about what it was like to be in college in those years. What happened when World War I broke out?
Well,
How did the campus change?
Oh, it changed rapidly.
That's what I understand from reading.
They,
what was that like?
They left, boys left right and left, and my husband went to Camp Sheridan and went for 3 months. And
he was in what branch of the service?
He was a foot soldier, but he at the end of the training he was a first lieutenant, and then they sent him different places to train other people.
Did he ever go to Europe?
No, never.
Did when all the boys left? As from what my reading, it sounds like the women stepped in and did a lot of kinds of things that they hadn't done before. What was that like?
I remember people going to work out at the Scanlon Moores. Scanlon Moores was a hospital construction. They made hospital beds and I don't know what all, but many people went to work there.
What did you do?
I didn't.
Special work?
I tell you, one thing I did, though, they sent the home ec girls out to teach people to use more wheat. Other than wheat flour to make bread. They wanted to send all the wheat flour to Europe.
Oh, so where did you do that?
Yes.
Where did you go?
Well, we went to the little towns around and taught different societies like church societies, or I don't know who all. I remember going to and doing it in churches with inadequate, things to do with.
Did Dean Matthews do anything special to coordinate the women?
That I don't know. Mm. I don't know that.
But the boys just left.
They just evaporated.
Wow. Were there any boys that stayed around?
Oh yes, there were a lot of that didn't join. But most of the, or a great many of the men did.
Of the men who stayed, did people think badly of them?
Well, I guess maybe they thought they were not up to snuff some way or other.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Have you had much association with the university? Do you go back to reunions?
Well, not very often. I haven't been for 2 years.
Oh, but you went a lot more
yes.
to them?
Mm-hmm.
How many members of your class are still alive, do you know?
Well, no, I don't know, but I'll tell you, the reason this is funny, I think. Joe Staub, one of the old home ec teachers, much younger than I, said, "Now come on, let's go this last time." And I said, "All right." And then in the middle of the ceremony at luncheon, they got up and said, "The oldest person in the room, stand up."
Was it you?
It was me. And I thought, well, now this ends it. I'm not going again.
How old were you when you started school?
I was, well, I probably was 18. Oh, you mean university?
When you started university, yeah.
About 18, probably.
About 18.
Mm-hmm. Wow. My birthday's in May.
And you'll be how old in May?
98.
That's amazing.
Terrible, isn't it?
No, I think it's wonderful. I'd like to be all around at 98, yeah. So,
well, it's wonderful if you're in good health.
Yeah, you seem to be. You seem.
Mm-hmm. I'm very well.
Yeah.
But there are lots of people here that are not.
When did your husband pass on?
He died in 65.
Oh my, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Was he older than you?
2 years. He graduated from law school at 16. And I graduated in 17.
Uh-huh.
But I really should have graduated in 62 because I had to take freshman English and, you know, and I probably didn't work very hard. I could have made it up, but it was fun going to school.
Was it fun?
Yes, I enjoyed it. I really did. I made very many good friends, and I have one friend that was in school with me that's here now.
Who's that?
Well,
no, fine. Who's your friend that lives here?
Mary Rannebaum. She came to school the year I left.
Huh. I wanted to go.
She was the former governor's wife. One of our Governor Rannebaum.
Oh.
They're right down. If they did, I didn't know about them.
Yeah. Well, they had a lot of social workers by 1917 in bigger cities. They had a lot in Chicago and Boston.
They did, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you wouldn't.
Well, now some of the girls, some of the Chi Omegas, really. I remember one girl went to Boston. She graduated from the university and then went to Boston as a social worker. And she came back to the Chi Omega house and kept us up practically all night telling wild tales of the things that had happened.
Like what?
Oh, I couldn't repeat them.
Oh, you mean things that had happened in Boston?
Yeah. And,
well, that's where I live now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You mean things that happened in the
yes, the crimes and the disorders and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And we were just fascinated by it. Well, we couldn't believe it.
Tell me some of the stories.
Well, I can't remember the different stories, but I mean, they were, well, people being beaten up and raped, all the things that we now have here.
Yeah. But that was really shocking.
It was shocking. We were just wide-eyed, you know, listening to her.
Wow.
And we thought a lot of it was stretched.
I've read a little bit about the history of early social workers. I'm not so sure it was stretched. So anyway, so you were going back saying there weren't very many choices open to you.
No, really not. Well, and you know, they were just beginning to have stenographers and things like that. And of course, my father didn't think that was down my alley at all. Well, it wasn't. I could be a coal miner and get along better.
So you really liked physical work,
yes,
and science work. So lumbers and outdoor work and athletics. And,
yes.
And things like that. Good pioneer stock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
I'm just curious, when you took over the lumber business, did you then become a manager of the company? Did you said that we asked you before if you started, if you did any work, you know, other work, and you said that your father died and your mother wanted you to help run the mother.
Well, you see, my mother, well, I don't know how to explain it, but my mother could do lots of wonderful things, but she wasn't a manager.
Were you?
Well, I managed, it's still going.
It is still going? Mm-hmm. Is it called Reed Lumber Company?
F.M. Reed Lumber Company.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And it's in here?
It's in the Cedar, New Lisbon, Austin, in the center part of the state. And my son now is, my 70-year-old son runs it. But I couldn't have done it without the help of my husband. I went to Nacida and spent a day every 2 weeks. And, you know, there was...
When your children were small, you had to do
yes.
this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you take them or did he
no,
care for them?
No, I had help in the house.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. No.
But that was all right with him?
Yes, but he gave me lots of good advice. I mean, legal advice, what I should do and what I shouldn't do. And,
right.
And, you know, all the things that you run into when you're managing a company.
When the World War I was over and the country went into the 1920s, when you read about it in history books, it makes it seem like there was such a big difference between living before World War I and after World
mm-hmm.
War I. Was that your experience? Did it feel like the world was very different?
Yes, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I really do. I it was different from the viewpoint. For instance, cost of things was so little, you could buy a quart of milk for 5 cents,
huh.
And that kind of thing. And of course, we worked a lot harder and cleaning, because we didn't have vacuum. We did have a carpet sweeper, though.
Before when?
Well, I can't remember when we had one, but before that, they didn't have carpet sweepers. They used brooms, and you took, if you were a good housekeeper, you took the rugs out. They were nailed to the floor. You took them out and beat them upside down on the lawn, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think we all worked harder. And no washing machines, that kind of thing. In fact, I've never had a dishwasher.
I haven't either. What you've lived through almost a whole century now.
Mm-hmm.
Of all of the times that you've lived through and what you've seen and the different decades and the different times, do you have a favorite period of life?
Well, I think the happiest time was when my family was growing up, and
so the 1920s.
Yes, mm-hmm. And well, when my children were in college, I began to have, you know, anxieties when they were in college, and Barbara got in when I wanted her to, and she wasn't out tearing around with a bunch of kids.
Right. So the 1920s were years. Mm. Well, who's been your favorite president?
Oh, my. I don't know. I liked a lot of them, but I think that maybe I knew Eisenhower better than any of them. I felt that I did, and I suppose it was because of the war,
mm-hmm.
that he was in Europe during the war and all that.
Who was the first president you voted for?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you vote for Hoover?
I would have.
Well, is there anything else? I think we'll be going soon. Is there anything else about being at the university that, or Dean Matthews, or your experience there that you'd like to, as somebody who's trying to understand it by reading, reading the history of it, what would you like to make sure I understood?
I think the main thing is Miss Matthews was such a human sort of person. She was really very, understanding and human.
Mm-hmm.
She put everybody at ease.
Was she the only person at the university that you felt was really like that? I mean, were your professors people you could talk with?
Well, we weren't close to our professors. We admired them, and now I told you about Betty Snow. Well, we admired their ability, and but I don't know that I ever talked to any professors very much. Oh, in the home ec department I did. I had several, people in the home ec department.
Male or female professors?
Oh, they were all
female.
In the home ec school, they were female, but in the, of course, in physiology and physics and chemistry,
they were all men.
They were all men.
Uh-huh. But do you have any memories of President Van Hise?
Oh, yes.
What was he like?
Very austere.
Did you feel like you could talk with him if you saw him on campus?
Of course, I never had a chance.
But, I mean, was that he was approachable, or was he too revered? Was he revered?
Well, I think so.
He
was one of the early, men in the university. And, later on, I got to know lots of the press as well, but during my younger days, I was a little, they were a little standoffish for me.
Uh-huh. What did Van Hise, physically, was he attractive?
Yes, he had whiskers.
Kind of a pointy whisker.
Yes.
Right? Kind of, and a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Was he on visible? I mean, did he?
Oh yes, he back and forth. We saw him every day walking the main hall. He was back and forth.
Were you surprised when the university got a woman chancellor?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, do people like her here?
I think she's very questionable. Mm-hmm. They're not sure they do or they. I don't know. Whether they. I'm sure lots of people like her. She's very, pleasant to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a lot of ideas that, that don't go down too well sometimes. Mm-hmm. But she is a nice person. I like her. I mean, socially, I like her.
So you've met her?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She has open house every once in a while, and if you attend the university, you could go at commencement time and visit with her.
Do you like to go to commencement?
I used to.
Used to?
I don't like it anymore.
Yeah, now that you're the oldest one, huh?
I'm sure I'm not the oldest one, but I'm pretty close to it, probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is there, just as a final thought, is there anything else that you would any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to make sure I...
You know, it's confusing to me sometimes to separate the first World War from the Second World War.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, I don't know. They're probably the similarity of the name. Now, my older son was in the Second World War. And I remember that much more vividly than I do the First World War, although I was in it myself in different camps. And
did your son go to Europe?
No. Yes, he did too. Oh. He did too.
That must have been frightening.
It was a lot of anguish connected with it because he had the Negro stevedores. He ran a transportation, and it was a very anxious time.
Were there any Negro girls in your class?
Not a white one. Oh, you mean here in the university?
Yeah, when you were at the university.
Mm-mm. No. Nor any Orientals, or I don't remember any at all.
Mm. Well, I've looked at the Badger yearbooks, mm-hmm. and it didn't mm-hmm. look like there were many.
Mm-hmm.
A few young men, but
mm-hmm.
not many women.
We had people from foreign countries, like from Australia and...
That's where my friend is from.
Oh?
I'm from Australia.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Is she hard for you to hear?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I've got an accent.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember any. We had Canadians.
Was it an exciting place? Did it feel like you were a part of something important?
Well, not important, but I have lots of memories of, for instance, of the memories of importance, let's say. I was in Europe at the time that Clemenceau died, and it was I hadn't been there very long, and it was my first experience with the French mob. And the French people would, you know, we kind of make room for people. But the French people just pushed in towards that line of traffic where his body was carried. Well, they just took you right along with them.
Wow.
And I can remember how frightened I was to be, you know, just squashed right in there with the mob.
Huh. What about being at the university when you were there? Did it feel like an important place?
Oh my, yes. Mm-hmm.
Because when you, now...
Well, there were lots of people that didn't go to university then.
Yeah.
You know, that was... There were lots of people that would have liked to but couldn't for reasons.
Well, I think we should go. But Mrs. Stevens, this has been wonderful.
I hope you can make something out of it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, I just started studying Mrs. Matthews about a year ago and got very interested mm-hmm. in her. But it's really nice to talk with somebody who remembered her, mm-hmm. who makes her seem more human, and rather than, I mean, I can read her papers and
mm-hmm.
her lecture notes and things like that, but it's really
mm-hmm.
nice to get
mm-hmm.
a sense of...
Well, of course, I thought she was one of the... Well, I don't know the other deans, let's mm-hmm. say. I knew Nardine, and I've known Helen Kaiser, some of those girls that were came along later, and I was in contact with them through different things. But she was the one that I thought was just great.
Yeah.
So understanding, and I mean, she was just so human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. Well, Well, that's really nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a new experience for me.